Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kernel Q3 2019 results conference call. I will now hand you over to your host, Ms. Gabriela Burdach, Wood & Company. Madam, the floor is yours.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Kernel third quarter 2019 earnings conference call. With us are Mr. Andriy Verievsky, Chairman of the Board, Anastasiya Usachova, CFO, and Yury Kowalczuk, Corporate and Investment Director. We will have a Q&A session after the formal presentation. I would like to now turn the conference over to the company representative.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, dear ladies and gentlemen. I try to be short with my presentation. Today we are presenting Kernel financial results for the 3 months ended 31st of March 2019. This is the third quarter of our financial year 2019. Group revenue is reporting period totaled 800 million. EBITDA was 55 million, and net profit 26 million. Financial leverage improved to 2.5 net debt to EBITDA as of March 2019. There were no surprises, no big surprises in operating environment in Ukraine. Overall, for reporting period, the record last autumn harvest in Ukraine has a positive impact for our performance. In current season, improving crushing margin and the farming margin, as well as better utilization for infrastructure and profitability for our grain export. At the same time, global pricing environment remains depressed during the third quarter. Prices for some sunflower seed oil reduced almost $100 per ton of oil, reached a pretty much low level for last 7-8 years. Corn and soya prices was also declining. Farmers overall in Ukraine were making money this season, having a high yield. However, it was very difficult for them to sell products on record low level prices. Despite better production this year, those above mentioned weakness prevented us to producing much stronger crushing margins in the current season. Also, Avere operations was negative in the third quarter in financial year 2019, the ongoing U.S.-China trade war. For them was very difficult to trade S&D against politics. So that's why the third quarter was really tough for Avere. Our oilseed processing segment reporting $31 million of EBITDA in third quarter, which is up 83%. Crushing margin reached $79 in terms of EBITDA generated per ton of oil. We remain committed to process 3.1 million tons of sunflower seeds in financial year 19, and we anticipate for the whole season average margin between 60-65 tons per oil. Anticipated weaker profitability in the fourth quarter 19. Recent investment in our infrastructure network and efforts of our procurement team made Kernel the largest grain exporter from Ukraine for 9 months of marketing season, outperforming international and local peers. We keep our plans to export 6 to 6.2 million tons of grain from Ukraine in the full financial year 19. EBITDA and infrastructure and trading segment amounts in $18 million in the third quarter. Silos and port infrastructure generated solid contribution, while Avere activities have had a $20 million loss, which is almost within potential losses limits, compared to $41 million profit in the third quarter financial year 18. Pretty much taking a toll on the segment performance in the third quarter 19. However, now Avere is in the fourth quarter, in the current quarter, improving their financial results as we see the market sharply turn around, having weather issues in the United States, putting the trade war aside, and mainly the S&D prevail. Our farming division generated $18 million of EBITDA in third quarter. 19 bringing the segment EBITDA for 9 months of 232 million. While current season remains generally supportive for the farming, we're expecting slightly less than we announced, $160 million of EBITDA net of this biological lettuce effect, mainly because of the corn prices decline. During the 3 months ended in March 19, as a result of business optimization, the group disposed farmland of 9,000 hectares, pretty much to optimize our operation as was planned. In May 19, Kenneth successfully completed the spring sowing campaign, planted 513,000 hectares of farmland, including 232,000 hectares of corn, 137 of sunflower seeds, 97,000 hectares of wheat. Weather conditions was very supportive for the winter and spring crops. It makes us good expectation for the harvest of wheat and barley and rapeseed for whole country and obviously for Kernel as well. While to give any more guidance for spring crop will be a premature. As I mentioned already, recent surge of the soft commodity prices gives a good optimism that coming season could be on a higher level, given the healthy environment for farmers and crushers together. We are progressing of our investments within strategy of 2021. First rail cars of grain were unloaded in our new terminal in Chernomorsk a few months ago. In May, we started to utilize our storage facility in the new terminal. The project is within initial budget and the timeline, and we plan to fully commission the terminal at the end of the calendar 2019. There are also no major delays on our green energy project and a new crushing plant and new silos construction, but some portion of CAPEX schedule in the current financial year 19 has been moved to next 2020. So as a result, we expect $340 million total investment in the full financial year 19. This is including expansion, maintenance, CAPEX, and together with M&A we've done in financial year 19. So that's pretty much it from my side. We are ready for your questions. Please go ahead.
Thank you. We will now start question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now start question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our first question from Richard Dalton, Westwood International. Sir, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my question. Two pieces, please. Can you elaborate a little bit on the grain trading reduction in profitability this third quarter? You talked about weather improving in the poor weather in the U.S. excuse me, and the trade war between the U.S. and China. But can you elaborate a little bit more on that, please? And I believe maybe it was my connection. I think you said something about the full year EBITDA target. Can you repeat what that was, please? I didn't hear that clearly. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. First of all, when I was mentioned a very operation this year, it was difficult for them because the S&D and the supply demand view and their view on the market was, for example, they were pretty bullish on the corn, and because they were believing that the corn is, has a good potential in terms of the supply and demand, but obviously the trade war outbreak and what the U.S. and China didn't make any any agreement that pulled market down, and it was difficult for them to actually to trade politics because that was completely against what the S&D numbers was telling to them. So and that's pretty much was the result of the negative performance of Avere in the third quarter. And obviously, this is completely affect our results on our grain business because this is all in this segment. So that was the reason. And the second question, if I'm not mistaken, the guidance for farming, or can you repeat the second part of the question, please?
Yes, the guidance for farming for the full year.
Yeah, because we were guiding around 170 at the beginning, I guess in the second quarter, right, if I'm not mistaken. And right now it's almost done, so it will be around 160 million. So just again, because according to the... Yeah. So because we still have some long positions and the prices decline, and which affects slightly our financial results. So then that we updated the guidance for the farming, it will be 160.
I see. And then you did comment that you're starting to see prices starting to turn more positive now in current time, in real time. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think everyone who is following the soft commodity sees that we have a big rally right now, and because of mainly United States weather conditions, it's very wet, and especially it affects corn, and corn complexes is drugging pretty much everything together, wheat and soybeans, but mainly corn, of course, because they're very much delay with the planting. And the market was short, the funds was short, sorry, and right now it's a short coverage plus generally bullish environment for corn. So we believe that it's very difficult to say how it's going to turn out, but at least the sentiment of market is changing and it's more positive, and we're also thinking right now maybe hedging partially our operation of farming, lock up the margins as well for the next season. And so generally it gets more excited, I would say, rather than depressed when it was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next question from Martin Novak, IPM Securities. Sir, please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I have a few questions. Maybe beginning with your weak outlook for the fourth quarter for crushing margin. Could you please comment also more about your crushing margin outlook for 2020 financial year?
Thank you. As I mentioned already, the supply this year of the sun seeds wasn't bad. And we still had the deficit between crushing capacity and the total supply of seeds, but still it was way better than, for example, last year. My take is the most difficult and challenging part this year was super low prices of the sunflower oil. We started season around 800, 770, and we were trading until recent time around 640, 650 per oil. So we lost more than $100 per ton, which affects a lot the profitability of the farmers selling sun seeds. So they were really reluctant to sell because the sun seeds was always one of the profitable crops for them, and it's not the case was this year, especially at the end of the financial year, the season. So we see that the fourth quarter was even more tougher to make good margin, especially also the currency was slightly stronger Grivna gets stronger. So it was more challenging and difficult for us to make a good crushing margin. So that's why we were making better margin in the third quarter, and we see our margins in the fourth quarter, and we average down this margin to 60-65 average. Regarding the next season crushing margins, good or bad news, good news and bad news. Obviously, we see that they reduced the size of the acreages for the sunseeds, which is the bad news, I would say. We need to see how they will perform in terms of yield for sunflower seeds. Weather is at the moment good, but it's too early to judge and give the forecast for sunseeds production. I hope prices will be stronger, so it will help a little bit to farmers to actively sell, so we can see the crop pressure. So we would not comment at the moment for the crushing margins for the next season. Probably maybe end of the fourth quarter, we will try to give you the more clear guidance of the crushing margins for next 2020.
Okay, thank you. And how large reduction in the acreage of sunflower do you see at the moment on Ukraine?
I guess around like 400 and, one second, let me take a look at numbers. No, this is, no, but that's at 200 or not. So around 200,000 hectares, that's the numbers we're working with, right? Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
200,000 hectares less than it was last year.
Okay, and, given the Avera performance in the first quarter, it brought the cumulative contribution of Avera to EBITDA close to zero, maybe even negative a bit. Is Avera so far meeting Kernel's expectation in terms of performance and added value to Kernel's business?
Definitely, Avera is by far not meeting our expectation for a full financial year. We were expecting them to make money, and they will not make money this year. This looks like. I hope they will mitigate losses during the fourth quarter. It's still 1 month remains them to work out for this task. It looks like market is moving in their direction, and I think they see it as a good momentum. But it's always very difficult to judge. So I would hope they will mitigate losses.
Yes, and from the operations point of view, they bring additional value in terms of fixing the prices in other segments, or they brought more insight as you expected. Is working?
I personally, we are here in Kernel. I think we're very happy with this setup and structure we have. The guys are very helpful, and we definitely see the market way better than we were a couple of years ago. They give us a good insight and what is going on. But as you can see in the results and in the trade war situation between U.S. and China, God knows how to trade, and sometimes it doesn't help. But I personally believe that the structure we have and the team we have is definitely long-term, is a good support for Kernel, and there's more opportunities and more upside than downside. But it will be always a bad day. I mean, we have to be really realistic about it. It's not going to be the one-way street where they're going to make every time money and be right in terms of the market.
Okay, thank you. And the last item, the average loss was offset by the super performance of underlying grain trading operations on Ukraine. What was the reason behind so positive margin recognized there, which was, if I estimate correctly, in double digits? And what should we expect for following quarter and the following financial year in terms of underlying margin on grain operations in Ukraine?
Which you connect to Avere or Kandili standalone?
The grain Ukrainian margin. Operations. Yeah, the Ukrainian operations.
Ukrainian operations.
Except Avere.
Okay, thank you. So, this year was, very, very good year for our grain operations. And we generated, good margins, healthy margins per ton of the volume we've done. Especially also we did a good volume this year. I think major things to give us this opportunity this year was bumper crop of corn, huge crop pressure on farmers, pressure on infrastructure. The companies who are making money this year is the companies who own the infrastructure. And plus on top of this, our acquisition of railway cars, the one we bought at the end of the financial year also helped a lot. So I think the overall, all these points helped us to generate a better margin than usual. So I guess that's the answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Our next question from Konstantin Fastovets, Adman Capital. Sir, please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the call. I have a quick question also on Avere. I see in the report that you have a net loss on financial assets classified at fair value of 24 million, but the loss on futures and options is 18.6. So I guess the question is, why is there a difference between the two? What other financial instruments were traded? And also, could you give us maybe a bit of info on what the running costs for Avere are and perhaps its contribution, its actually without contribution, standalone, if you have that?
Honestly, it will be difficult for me to comment on a particular loss. I can tell you that the loss of Avere was around 20-plus million, and it's not including the running cost, right? This is separate from the running cost. Yes, and the running cost of Avere is around 10 million, just below 10 million per year, sorry.
Per year, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's clear. That's all, thank you.
Our next question is from Jakub Skopek, mBank. Sir, please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the presentation. I've got a question regarding this IFRS 16 change next year. I noted that you already written in the report that the impact from this standard would be quite high in the company. Could you give us any update on that? I know that this question was also at the previous quarter teleconference.
We can confirm that we will apply this standard from 1st of July 2019, and we will disclose the impact all the figures in our annual report. As of today, we are finalizing our software and the model, working on the methodology. So unfortunately, today we cannot say the exact figures. We can confirm that the impact will be significant comparable to other companies in our industry. And you will see the details in our annual report.
Okay, thank you. And one question regarding the Taman sale. There were some gossips last quarter that some players on the Russian market could be interested in those assets. Could you give us any update on that? Is it the asset that you put on sale? What amount of money do you expect for sale of 50% in this harbor?
We can obviously comment very limited, give very limited information at the moment, but what we can say, we signed a long-term agreement with Glencore for lease of our part of the terminal with the fixed take-or-pay fees. And yes, it's true that we've been approached with the several potential buyers, and if we would get the price we satisfied, we would be definitely seriously considered the exit from Russian market. If you ask me the chance of the deal, definitely not in financial year 19, but depends on the appetite of the buyer, but we would seriously consider if the price is good.
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. We have no other question at this moment. Dear speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you very much for your questions. It was not that many today. Anyway, we always open for your extra question. If you have any, please contact our guys. They will provide you all necessary information. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference call. Thank you for your participating. You may now disconnect.